Thanks for staying with us. This is the Katie K9 Show, and we have Elaine Garley from Animal Bridges on. Go to animalbridges.com, and there's a link on my show page, and we're going to be talking more about Bach flower remedies for different things that are going on in your dog or your cat. Also, too, you got to go to my show page. You got to see the baby owls that bob their head side to side with the camera. It is really cute, the baby owls. And then you got to... There's this wiener dog, people, tiny dog versus dog park. This little dog is going nuts in this dog park, and it all looks like they're mostly Great Danes and one Dalmatian. And it is so funny. This dog is just buzzing around the yard. And the dog started out chasing him, and all of a sudden, kind of like, yeah, this is too much energy. I just can't do that anymore. So check that out. And then also the bats dancing. So check that out. And also, there's a link for... Elaine Garley here from Animal Bridges. She's got a link on the show page. So if you're driving and talking or whatever, and you're not, what was that? You can just go to my show page. And then also there's a link out to the Bach flower remedies mentioned on the show. There's a link to those. And then, low cost spay and neutering. You can, there's a link. And then also Raw Bistro. Check that out. Oh, and then look at, he even put the Thunder Shirt link up there. So, boy, Johnny on the spot over there, I'll tell you. That's pretty good. Okay, what taste are cats unable to detect? What taste? Do you have any idea, John?
No.
You don't even want to give it a shot. You're 2 for 2. This could be, you're going for 3.
Cinnamon.
Okay.
I was going to say salty.
Salty. Ah, bomb. It is sweet. Sweet. Oh. Cats are unable to detect a sweet. Isn't that something? Sweet. That's that surprises me. That really does. But anyway, also, too, I want to give a heads up, a Bappy birthday, too. Ready for this? Jason Matheson's pupper Dexter is 1 year old today. So happy birthday, Dexter. Happy birthday to every girl and boy, every puppy. But anyway, so happy birthday to Dexter. Jason Matheson's pupper is 1 year old today. So we want to make sure to get that in. And then also, too, if you're just tuning in, yes, I am a new grandma. Cassandra did have her baby. She had it Wednesday by way of C-section, unfortunately, but all is well. It was, I did it again. I just can't do it. The baby, my new grandson's name is Wilfred James Whitcop. Call him Will, and after my husband's name. And so that was really cool. Grandpa's beaming with pride that the little one was named after him. And it was 10 pounds and then born at 9:18 a.m. on 5/14/14. I think that's really a cool, really cool birthday. I love that. And then, let's see, I think that's it for right now. So we're going to get back. Oh, why don't we quick grab a call? Because we got a couple people that have been hanging on. So let's grab a call. Let's get Roy. We'll get that, and then we'll come back to...
Jason's been on for a while. Let's grab Jason.
Okay, we're going to grab Jason. Okay, Jason, are you hanging in there?
Hi,
what can I do for you?
Well, okay, 4 months ago, we adopted a little 8-week-old kitten.
Okay.
And, we decided we had enough room, love for another cat.
Okay.
And we decided to go adopt a 9-month-old Siamese cross.
Okay.
We brought him home and it was not nice.
Yeah.
Selena, the little kitten, did not like Cato at first.
Okay.
A lot of hissing, a lot of, you know, puffing up, a lot of that stuff.
Right.
And then Cato kind of started pushing, you know, like he's bigger. So he kind of started tackling her and hissing, and she stopped eating almost. She's eating very little.
Okay.
That's my concern. What can I do? We tried, like, bringing her into the room with just her own food, and that didn't work.
Okay. How are they getting along now? I mean, are they tolerating each other? Are they sleeping together? What's happening?
They're not fighting as much anymore. There's still a little bit of hissing and whatnot going on.
Okay.
She's grooming him, but she's growling while she's grooming him.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Right? It's been kind of fun watching these two.
Yeah.
But she hasn't been eating for the past several days.
Okay.
Just very little.
Okay, what, now do you leave food out all the time?
What's that?
Do you leave food out all the time?
No, we feed them twice a day.
Okay, you give set feeding times. And then are you feeding a dry or canned food?
A mix of both.
Okay. Do you feed them together or are they in separate rooms?
No. Well, we were feeding them together, but we decided to try to get Selena to eat by bringing her in the bedroom with just us and her own little special can of food.
Okay. And then she didn't eat much of it or what?
No, she didn't know. She barely ate any of it.
Okay, how's her doo-doo's been? Do you have any idea how she's going in the box?
Going to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Hold up. How is she going to the bathroom, honey? She assumes it's normal.
Okay, now how many litter boxes do you have?
Two.
Okay, in the same room?
Yep.
Okay, the litter boxes sometimes can be territory, okay?
Okay.
So what I would suggest is that you put one in one place and put one in another place, okay?
Okay.
Because then you don't have to worry about, you know, one cat decides that these both boxes are mine. And I think, now how long have you had the new cat?
About a week now.
About a week, okay. I would try is something that's tantalizing to get the cat to eat. Because cats have to eat every 12 hours to keep them healthy. Why don't you try a Tiki Cat, T-I-K-I, Tiki Cat, the sardine cutlets. Or you can just try sardine cutlets if you want. Whereas just get them from the store or whatever type thing. And see, because that's very stinky stuff. And see if that will, kind of get her on. Because if she got worried or scared or whatever type of thing, sometimes it affects the appetite. And so what you might want to be able to, like I said, try to dangle the carrot in front of her. And make sure she is in a room where there is no competition. Start feeding her in the same, in a same spot, in a different place, So as you hit a beat here, the one cat goes here to eat and the other cat goes over there to, in a different room. Whether it's a laundry room, whether it's a bathroom, but where you can close the door. So the cats don't have like, okay, are you looking at my dish? Okay.
Okay.
So definitely do that. But right now you got to try anything to get her to eat. Even open a can of tuna if you have to, just to kind of get her going, getting again. And hopefully she's okay because it's the kitten that's not eating, correct?
Correct. Correct.
Did you get her any shots or anything recently?
No. She goes in next week for her final boosters and rabies.
Okay, now, FYI, don't bring her in there if she's not eating correctly, okay? Because stress, it says right on the vial, do not administer to unhealthy animals, okay? And stress is unhealthy. Obviously being sick is unhealthy, all right? And plus, do not do the rabies shot with the other shots. You always want, whether it's dog or cat, you want the rabies shot at least 2 to 3 months away from any other shot. All right?
Okay.
Because the rabies is the hardest on a cat. And I usually don't like seeing rabies. I'm not a vet, but I don't like rabies given to an animal under 6 months for sure. And I'd rather see you wait for it till they're a year. But that's my personal opinion, okay? But anyway, but you have to look into that because, like I said, you got a small cat. If she's not eating right or nothing, you're going to have to cancel that vet appointment until she is up and going and she, everything is stabilized out, okay? Because otherwise you will have a real unhealthy cat because, they're putting diseases in the body that the system has to rise up to. Elaine, do you have input?
This would be a perfect time to use Rescue Remedy for both of them because there has been a change in both of their lives. And what I would do, since cats aren't big drinkers, I would put a little, a drop or two of the Rescue Remedy in their food. And then wait
a
minute.
The non-alcoholic one, right?
The non-alcoholic one. And put it in their food and have them eat it. If they don't take it that way, with the glycerin, the pet version, you can put it on your finger and just put it on her nose, touch her nose, and she'll automatically lick it.
That means that right now, since she's not eating, I don't want to screw up her food.
Right.
And so I would probably do the nose thing right now. And then, did you understand what the Rescue Remedy, the Bach flowers?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, and you want the glycerin, not the base, not the alcohol base.
So it's the one that's called Rescue Pet.
Rescue Pet. Okay, that's good to know. And I know some Whole Food places carry it. Some, health stores, they carry that there too, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, so that's a good suggestion. Thanks, Elaine. And then, but that's the main thing. So the hold up on the shots till you got them liking each other. The stress is out of the house, and she's eating normal is the main thing. When she's back to normal, then you can make your appointment, okay?
Okay, should we do the booster shot, though?
No, you're not doing nothing until that cat...
Nothing.
Okay. Because remember, it says in the vial, only administer to a healthy animal. And if your cat is sick, like maybe the respiratory or whatever, or stress is unhealthy. The system is at its low point. Just like with us, if you're under stress, you're more susceptible to get the flu or the cold or whatever type thing. Because your system, and that's what with the same thing with the cat. Yes.
The other thing is, I don't know if you heard me in the beginning talking about doing the slides on the ears. So with both of the cats, what I would do is take their ear at the base of by their skull, and you can fold the ear vertically and just slowly, just gently stroke up the ear. That will help calm both of them.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
And if they walk away, let them walk away. Be sure you are breathing and not holding your breath as you do that. And that will help them all relax.
Okay. Do you understand that one?
Yep.
Oh, good. Yep. Good. But that's what I would give it a try. But right now we got to get that kitten, move the litter box. You got two different litter boxes and different, preferably different floors. Okay. And then, and then make sure you introduce them so they know where that other litter box went. Okay. And then you got the rescue remedy for pets. And then we're not going to do shots until we can get rabies shot. It's going to be like 3 months down the line away from any other shots. Okay. To go in for a, but don't worry, your vet, you know, it's what has been done is not going to evaporate. If you have to wait another couple weeks or a month or something like that, don't worry about that, okay? Everybody's like, oh my. So there's a lot of people that think that, you know, that, let's say the shots are due July 1st, that July 2nd they have no more immunities. You know, shots don't work like that, okay? You could read the book, Stop the Shots, and you'll understand how they'll work, okay?
Okay.
Okay, keep us posted on how everything's going.
I will do. Thank you very much.
Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to come back. Let's see what we got here. What dog was named for its skill at flushing out woodcock for hunters? What dog was named for its skill at flushing out woodcocks for hunters? We'll be right back. My lucky strike got me so high. Hey, thanks for staying with the Gaty K9 Show. Alrighty then. What dog was named for its skill at flushing out the woodcock for hunters? What do you think there, John?
I'm drawing a blank.
Okay. Well, Lane, what do you think?
I was going to say Woody, the dog.
Oh, but. Woody the dog. That would be a name, not a breed. We're looking for a breed of dog. Believe it or not, it's the Cocker Spaniel. The Cocker Spaniel, that's how they got their name. I always wondered where the, you know, Cocker Spaniel came from, and now I know. It was named for the skill at flushing out woodcock for the hunters.
Ta-da. Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Now that you mention that, I feel like a fool.
Anyway. Kind of gave you the answer a little bit there with the question. So anyway. All right. Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's get to Roy.
Let's get to Roy in. Yeah.
Yes. We got to get to Roy. Hi, Roy. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good. What can I do for you?
I've got a Jack Russell Terrier.
Okay.
That on July 4th. Just before the fireworks, I let him out in our fenced-in backyard.
Yeah?
That was about 3 years ago. Ever since then, he will not go outside to do his business without one of us coming out with him.
Okay. Yep. My Gilligan, the Yorkie Karen Terrier, was really good about pow, pow, pows, everything. Last 4th of July, went down to the neighbors the week after 4th of July. You know, figured that, you know, everybody, we're all done pow, pow, powing it. And the idiot neighbors, you're sitting by a fire, and all of a sudden lit off some firecrackers. And ever since then, now Gilligan's got an aversion, you know, to hear the gun, you know, half mile down the road, and he jumps. And it's just like, ah, dang it.
And this last storm that went through last weekend.
Yeah?
He was really bad.
Okay.
And you mentioned that the Thunder shirts.
Yep.
We've got those.
Okay.
And they work awesome.
Okay.
Except you can't have it on him when he goes out to do his business because it gets all wet.
Okay. Maybe get, well, you could, there's other things. You don't have to use a Thunder shirt exactly. You can maybe, go ahead, Elaine.
If he's small enough, a Jack Russell, they have the dog t-shirts that are tight and just cut it shorter on him. Or with the Thunder shirt, I would pull it forwards on him.
So yeah.
Yeah, so he can't go on it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, that, and I would start giving him, the rescue remedy would help him on and off, but you don't want to give that to him too often because it won't have an effect for him. But I would really do the ear slides that I mentioned, stroking the ear. Also, gently rubbing around his mouth, even just stroking his mouth, that will help. And another one is dogs hold fear in their tail. So very gently just stroke their tail back from the base of the tail straight back. And he may not like it.
Yeah.
And if he does, you know, doesn't, just start up by his head, go down by his back, and then just gently touch his tail. That can sometimes help too.
Okay. Fear in the tail. I did not know that.
Yeah. That's the other thing you can do with T-touch is very, very gently do circles with the tail in both directions.
Okay.
And that helps loosen the tail up.
You'll probably, you know, with the Jack Russell, they have little nubbers.
Right. With the nub, but you can do it with the nubs.
Okay. Okay.
You can do it with the nubs.
Okay. Did you get that?
When would I do that? If, would I start doing that now so that tomorrow morning he's okay with going out?
Yes. And okay. All you need to do it is like a minute or two. You don't do it. You don't. The ear slide, if you spend 5 minutes a day doing the ears and his tail, that's more than enough. And that will slowly start helping him.
Yeah. But also, too, is that, number one, now I'm nosy, okay? I always go out with my dog so I can see them go potty. I know they did it. They'll put, you know, and I know what their doo-doo looks like, you know, and how they went. So I'm nosy. I don't mind being out there, you know, and I'm out there in the snow and in the wind and the rain and stuff like that. And they just learn to hurry up, get their business done, and get their butts right back into the house. So I don't know, you know, because sometimes too, you know, if they have a fear like that, especially if they got scared in their backyard, you know, what Elaine had mentioned, that's good, because I'm going to try that on my Gilligan. But sometimes too, they knowing that you're there just like a two-legged kid, you know what I mean? You don't have to be holding their hand, but just knowing that you're just kind of just right there, that gives them the oomph, you know, to get out there, get their business done, and get their butt right back into the house again.
If we put a leash on him and come out with him, he's fine.
Okay. Yep. Because you're working as a team now. He has you, you know, the confidence of you two are out there to conquer the world. Okay. And so
that July 4th, he was out all night. We thought we lost him.
Oh, wow.
Then the next morning he was at our back door.
Oh, you're lucky. That's good that he didn't get hit by a car or whatever. Elaine.
Right. Yep.
The other thing I would do is when you go out with him, go out and be with a reassuring, calm voice, a soft voice saying, you're okay, everything is good, yeah, we're safe, I'll watch for you. Uh-huh. And just let him know that he's safe. And that will help him too.
A calm, because when I do is I'm telling my dogs, go potty, go potty, go potty.
Right.
Just very calm, very just go potty, go potty. And when they do, I just go, thank you, good potty. And then, you know, then the key word here then is when I say, okay, are we all done? All of them perk their heads up and they run for the door.
That's now in the morning, he's down in the on a lower level.
Okay.
Should we put a leash on him right then? And walk him up, because there's times when he won't even go to the door.
Oh, you mean like when there's noise outside, you mean, or what?
When there's no noise, he will not go outside. This is just recently, and if there's people walking by or a car goes by, if he is outside, he's at the door wanting to come in.
Okay. You know, especially at nighttime, I'm sorry, I don't want to be chasing through the neighborhood looking for my dog because the dog took off. That, you know, if he has that much of an aversion, you know, do what, you know, Elaine said, get the rescue remedy, you know, try the thunder shirt. You know what I mean? Just try to help him through that. Maybe he has to wear the thunder shirt, you know, like a couple hours a day or what, every day. You know, so the whole thing is work on that. But, you know, think of it as things that you are scared of, and all of a sudden they just throw you out there and say, buck up, soldier, and deal with it.
Right.
You know, it's baby steps to help him get over this fear, along with, you know, the thunder shirt and the Bach flower, the rescue remedies, things like this. So you got to help them, because it's a true fear. You know, they are truly scared. They're waiting for that to come out of air somewhere and get scared again. All right. And so, like I said, now do you have a fenced in yard?
Right, it is fenced in, yes.
Oh, okay. So then if you get scared, at least you can't run through the neighborhood, right?
Correct. That's
okay,
right.
Yeah, okay. But that's what you want to do is I would try the rescue remedy, okay, the thunder shirt, the ear, what do you call it?
Ear slides.
Okay. And then the tail, you mentioned something about the tail.
Just a slow stroking of the tail. And another thing, if he is really terrified, dogs have trauma, and I have been working with some dogs that using the healing touch, for Animals, the energy work, working, literally doing a trauma release on them, and total different dog the next day. So that may be something you want to think of.
So he can get a hold of you. How can he get a hold of you?
You can reach me. I'm on animalbridges.com.
Okay.
Or you can Elaine@animalbridges.com is my email. And my phone number is 612-237-9580.
Okay.
Yeah, I will definitely look at that website.
All right. So give that a try, and then keep me posted on how this all works out, because you're not alone, kiddo. There's a lot of you out there, you know, a lot of us out. Like I said, my Gilligan, all of a sudden, since last year, I've gotten him better, but he still he gets a little bit trembly. So there's a lot of people with stormophobic dogs.
And now is the time to start working
on it. Yes, definitely. Okay, kiddo. Well, keep us posted, okay?
Thank you so much.
You bet. Have a great day, Roy. Enjoy the day. The sun's back out. For a while there, it looked like it was going under the clouds. It was like, oh, no, don't do that. We've been waiting so long to have, you know, the real sunlight. So that's not even fun. Okay, we're going to head out. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk more to Elaine. And if you we got another couple questions on, so we want to make sure we get those in. Okay, let's see. Is it possible to lead a cow upstairs and downstairs, or is it just one or the other? We'll be right back. Thanks for staying with the Katie K9 Show. Don't forget to go to my show page. And there is links there for the Sundershirt, for the Bach flowers. If you want to get a hold of Elaine, her Animal Bridges, there's a link there. And don't forget the heads, or the owls, baby owls, that as they move the camera, the heads go with. It really is cute. You got to see that. And then also tiny dog in a playing with big dog. Guess what? The tiny dog, as usual, it rules the house. And it also rules the playground, so check that out. All right, is it possible to lead a cow upstairs and downstairs? Or is it just one or the other? Do you have any idea?
Well, the ringer and I are sitting in here, and we're both pondering, why would you even bother to do any of that?
Just because you can. Why not?
I'm going to say you can lead them upstairs, but not downstairs.
All right. What do you think, Elaine?
I say upstairs, but not down.
Excellent. Ding, ding, ding. You guys are three right this year. There you go.
Again, the ringer's in here just mouthing the word why repeatedly.
Why not? Just because. It's little things in life makes life so cool. So it's possible to lead a cow upstairs but not downstairs because a cow's knees cannot bend properly to walk back down. So now you know and I know. Who's the famous radio that says that? All right, where are we at here? Okay, now for the Bach flowers for animals. Now, this is for all animals. Okay, now there's a difference between the oils and such like that out there. Can you mention that?
Right. The Bach flowers are a homeopathic. It just flows through any animal.
Dog, cat, horses.
Horses, birds, any type of animal.
Okay.
And they're very safe because it is a homeopath. You may have to lessen the dosage because of the size.
Okay.
But essential oils, you need to be extremely careful around cats because they don't metabolize the oils in their system, and it can be toxic to their livers.
Okay.
Also, birds, tea tree oil can instantly kill a bird.
What kind? Tea tree?
Tea tree.
The tea, T-E-A?
Yeah.
Tea tree oil. Oh,
can really kill a bird quickly.
Oh,
so
my.
I feel very comfortable with people using the Bach flowers. With the essential oils, you just really need to check, and especially with cats.
Okay.
And birds.
Okay. That's good, because a lot of people think, oh, too much of a good thing sometimes is not good. And like, cats are not dogs, and dogs are not cats. And they got to really pay attention, you know, to that, not thinking that what's good for one is good for the other.
Right.
And sometimes if they don't show it right away that they got toxified, you know, it might be a couple weeks later and don't put two and two together, all of a sudden your cat's crashing or is having some kidney liver problems, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, let's take Luana.
Yeah, let's see. Okay.
Let's take
Luanna first.
Okay. Hey, Luanna, how you doing?
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Good, good. You want to share something with us?
Yes, I have a testimonial for Elaine.
All right.
Okay, so I'm Cindy and Jackson's mom.
Okay. Oh, hi. Duh, if I would have listened closer, I would have heard your voice.
Yeah,
okay, so.
Anyway, you guys haven't really talked too much yet about the healing touch, but that's what I have a testimonial for today.
Okay.
A little over a year and a half ago, Sydney had oral cancer surgery, and she had to have her upper right canine tooth removed and some smaller teeth and part of her jawbone.
Uh-huh.
And she comes out of anesthesia really strangely.
Okay.
She howls.
Oh, my.
Really bad. She doesn't howl in her everyday life ever.
Okay.
But she does when she comes out of anesthesia and from surgery. And this was kind of a, you know, kind of a major surgery for her. And I was just, you know, wanting to give her every advantage,
right,
you know, coming out of surgery and everything. So I had contacted Elaine. And she had me call her as soon as they were done with Sid's procedure. And she started doing her healing touch. And she wasn't there at the clinic with me at all.
Okay.
She was distance-wise. And she cleared her chakras and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And she came out of this anesthesia episode with very, very minimal howling. I mean, just hardly any compared to how she normally is. And about 6 days later, some of her stitches came loose.
Oh.
Yeah. And we couldn't keep her from licking inside of her mouth.
Okay. Yeah, you can't. Yeah, that'd be a tough one.
Yeah, it was really, really difficult. And because I'd wake up in the middle of the night and I'd hear her licking, you know, and just couldn't get her to quit. It was, you know, it was bothering her. I'm sure it was very painful, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So anyway, I took her back in and they said, yeah, they had to redo the stitches. And I didn't think it was going to be a very big deal. This time I thought they would just go in and you know, I knew they had to put her under anesthesia again, but I just thought they'd just redo a couple stitches and we'd be out of there. Well, turns out they had to take out all of the original stitches.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And since it had been 6 days, some of the tissue had started to kind of heal.
Right.
So they actually had to cut the tissue to get clean edges to put the new stitches back in. So they had to put in all new stitches. And I didn't think to call Elaine because I didn't think it was going to be a very invasive procedure.
Right.
I just thought it was going to be kind of a quick in and out thing. Well, it wasn't. And she howled like crazy after that.
Okay. Speaking of which.
Yeah.
It's either her or Jackson.
Sounds like Jackson.
Yeah, it was Jackson.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
So doing the, what did you do to help do her with Elaine?
What I did with the healing touch is I've even used it with my dog Hobbs for surgery. I clear their system, their energy system, and it does amazing things. I took Hobbs in for a dental and to have some cysts removed, and my clinic called me up so I could be there as they pulled the intubation tube out.
Okay.
And I immediately started clearing him. Well, from the time I arrived to the time we paid the bill and he jumped into the back of my car was an hour and 15 minutes.
Jeez.
And I asked the vet later, is that unusual? And she says, usually they're still wobbly at two hours.
Wow.
So that can really clear them.
Oh, wow.
And then there's another case of a dog recently in San Francisco, a 10-month-old lab who had eaten something in Florida that was just smaller than a golf ball and had blockage. So they had done emergency surgery the day before. And the vet called his person up and said, get over here. They were nervous about him. And she called me and it turned out that they had just done an ultrasound. His lungs were filling with fluid and his abdominal cavity was filling. So I started doing healing touch to him, clearing him of the anything extra in his system,
right,
and doing some special treatments to him. Less than 24 hours later, the next day, I'm driving down Hennepin Avenue, and I get a phone call from her saying that they were they were driving home at that time.
Wow.
And the vet tech had told her in the morning that they didn't think he was going to make it through the
night.
Wow.
I know it's something out there, and it's something new that people have to learn about. Yeah, because I don't understand how it works either. But you know what I mean.
It works.
It works. I don't get it, and you know who am I, you know, to as long as it works. That's what we're after. And there's, you know, sometimes it's grand things, and sometimes it's just the little things that make everything work the way it's supposed to work. So, okay, Luna, thank you so much.
All right, thanks. Have a great day.
You have a grand day. Enjoy the beautiful day out there. Still sunny out there, right? Okay.
She's gone.
She's gone. All right. Okay, what are some other things? See, where are we at here? You making notes here? Okay, is there anything else? No, we forgot. We've been kind of all over the map here. Is there anything?
I think we're good with the Bach flowers and the thunderstorms.
Okay.
I think we have everything
okay,
for that.
There, okay.
Oh, the one thing with the thunderstorms. Find a comfortable place in the dog's house, like a bathtub or in the bathroom where it's more grounded.
Right.
And,
or laundry room where the water, the piping grounds everything. Yep.
And away from windows, and just go and sit with them in the in a comfortable, dark place.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it can't be there because then I can't read a book.
Well,
I'm in there
okay.
Too.
You can
yeah. I leave the light on just
you
a little bit?
You can leave the light on.
I think there's a commercial there. You can leave the light on.
but so they don't see the light coming in the windows.
Right.
And what I find is they pick up the barometric pressure changes hours before the storm
yes.
comes.
Yep.
So if you're going to use a thunderstorm and they predict in the morning there's going to be storms in the afternoon, put the thunder shirt on earlier in the day.
Yep. Yep. Because that's now they're saying rain, thunderstorms possible tomorrow. That's why, hence, this is all working out good. So hopefully tomorrow we won't have as many neurotic dogs, you know, whereas with help from yourself. If you want to get a hold of Elaine, how can they get a hold of you?
You can send me an email at Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, at animalbridges.com. Or you can call me at 612-237-9580.
All right. And then we got your website up on my
website.
And there's my show page, yep.
And there's also a contact page there.
Okay, no, that sounds good. And then now I had mentioned before we went here that there might be something for dogs that like to eat their own doo-doos, that there might be something in your bag of flowers. So why don't we think about that? We'll come back, and then we'll mention dogs eating doo-doos because we get a lot of questions on that. Over the average lifespan of 11 years, a dog will cost you how much? Over the average lifespan of 11 years, a dog will cost you how much? We'll be right back.
Let it go. Let it go. Turn away and slam the door.
I have now watched Frozen. I think I'm up 6 times. I love Frozen. It's so good. Okay, over the average lifespan of 11 years, a dog will cost you, and this is vet bills, grooming bills on the average, you know, treats, food, toys. What do you think? Have any idea, John?
I have to just divide everything by 2. I'm going to say, 11 years?
Over 11 years.
$11,000.
Oh, that's a good guess.
I was going to say 10 to 11.
Okay, it's $13,350. $13,350 for 11 years. That's a lot of money. But the thing is they're worth it.
Yeah. So, well, you know, I mean, I forgot the grooming thing.
Yeah. No,
because I didn't put that in, but yeah.
That's a good guess. 10,000. Yeah.
Well, I figure it's about.
And you times it times 2, and I times it times 3.
Right. Well, so I had to do some. Bad
Don't
division.
Tell Will. Don't tell Will.
but it's about 20, you know, feeding a good dry kibble, it's about $25 every 3 weeks for
uh-huh.
me. And
yep.
then you figure you can't get out of a vet bill. You can't get out of a vet for less than you stop in there. It's going to cost you $100.
Oh,
easy. I mean, yeah. You're not going to walk out of there for less than $100 normally.
No. Nope.
And then I forgot about the grooming. And normally grooming is about $60 to $70, what have you, depending on how many times you're grooming and all the other.
Yeah, no, it adds up fast. It really does. That's crazy. But we'll get through it. Okay. Ethel's in here. Speaking of, she's licking herself. We won't say where. But anyway, in case you're just tuning in and you didn't catch the beginning of the show, yes, Cassandra, my daughter, had her baby. I am the great new, I am a new grandma. He was born Wednesday at 9:18 in the morning. His name is Wilfred James. Call him Will. And he was 10 pounds, and she had to have a C-section because she tried to do it natural, but she just couldn't dilate enough with good reason. He's got shoulders like a football player. So, yes, we finally, baby watch is over. And she calls me today, and she said, you won't sleep at night. And I'm like, I am just like, mm-hmm. And so I got a feeling my phone's going to be ringing a little bit more than lately, just for the fact that she's going to be like, Mom, this is going to wish that Mom was around. Also, I want to quick, before we get back to Elaine Garley from Animal Bridges, a quick tip. For those of you, when I was out today pulling weeds and stuff like that, here's a natural way to get rid of weeds. A half gallon of apple cider vinegar, a quarter cup of table salt, and a half a teaspoon of Dawn liquid soap. Mix and spray on your weeds. It's a total natural way to get rid of those weeds on your sidewalks, your garden, whatever type thing. Half gallon of apple cider vinegar, quarter cup of table salt, and a half a teaspoon of Dawn liquid dish soap. Just put it in a mixer, you know, a sprayer. And then run around and spray your... I'm going to see... You know what I'm going to try it on? I'm going to try it on those stupid cockleburrs. See if I can get rid of them. Oh, those cockleburrs. I'm getting a handle on them, but they still... I was mowing yesterday, and the mower just kind of gravitated. Oh, there's one over there. Let's go nail that thing. So I'm gonna get those cockleburrs. They look... Cockleburrs, when they're first growing, they look like a rhubarb plant is what they look like. And so that's what I'm going to do. I was going to get... All of a sudden, it dawned on me. It's like, I'm going to give that a shot and see. Otherwise, because I don't want to use no chemicals. I don't use chemicals on my place. So don't forget to visit my show page, mytalk1071.com. If you've been driving and you want to hear all about how what we've been talking about, the thunder shirt, you know, the storm of phobias and such like that, and some of the Bach remedies that Elaine has, you can go to the podcast on mytalk1071 on my show page, okay? And there's always great links there. And you can give Elaine a call up there. Her link is there, whether you want to call, ask her some questions, and maybe you want to either try the healing touch, or you want to try the Tellington touch or Bach flower essence. You know what I mean? She does a little bit of it all. Okay. And then before we went, we were talking about maybe there might be some help for dogs that like to eat their doo-doos. I always say change up different proteins, change up the food. Sometimes that helps. But what else maybe might they try?
If you wanted to try Bach flowers, the cherry plum is a way to help them with obsessive behaviors.
Okay. Cherry plum. Now, how am I giving that?
That would be 2 drops.
Okay.
You can put it on their food or in their water 4 times a day.
4 times a day? Cherry plum.
Yeah. And that's another Bach flower.
Okay.
And then something else. Thunder shirts are not for dogs alone. There are thunder shirts now for cats.
For those that are very fearful.
Yes. And what the thing I love about thunder shirts is... You can try them. I think it's 45 days. And if you don't have success with them, you can return them. They are then given to rescue organizations.
Oh, nice. Okay. So, Feline Rescue. I love those guys.
Yeah,
Feline Rescue.
They go to all the different rescue organizations across the country.
Oh, cool.
So they don't get wasted.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Okay, let's back up and just kind of go over. Okay, the fear of the known. You gave us what?
Mimulus.
Okay, and how many times? How many drops? How many times a day?
For the single Bach flowers would be 2 drops 4 times a day,
okay.
Either in fresh water or on a treat. And the most important ones are first thing in the morning, last thing at night.
Okay, and then aspen is fearful of?
The unknown.
Okay, and that's the same thing, 2 drops?
2 drops.
4 times a day.
And the cherry plum is... And that's for any, like, obsessive cleaning of themselves for cats, whatever, is 2 drops.
And then how often do you do this? Is this every day for the rest of the dog's life? Is this just for a couple weeks and then back off and see how it goes?
I would do it for a couple of weeks and then stop.
Okay.
The general rule with the Bach flowers is that for an emotion, which is what you're basically dealing with, it takes, for every year they've been doing it, it takes a month.
Okay.
So every... You know, 2 to 3 weeks, stop it, see how things are going, and then start it up again.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. God, I'm writing all these notes down. You've been very interesting and very helpful here, Elaine. And then we had walnut for changes, correct?
Right.
And once again, same thing, 2 drops 4 times a day.
Right.
Either in their food or on a treat.
Right.
Okay. Maybe this is probably where you want to use canned food. You know, just something a little bit more tangible. Because dogs eat according to smell ability, not pat ability.
Right.
And cats are just finicky, you know, type thing. So you want to, I would think it would take, does it take away from the actual flower by putting it in a food or anything? No.
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. Okay. And, you know, so give it to, but the one thing I have found is to put it on the treat and wait about a minute.
Okay.
Because that way, if you are using the regular rescue remedy or any of the Bach flowers, right. which are alcohol-based,
right.
it gets the alcohol smell away.
Okay.
And
that sounds good.
And then if they're using the rescue remedy, that's 4 drops.
Okay. 4 drops.
4 times a day.
4 drops, 4 times a day. 4 times a day. Okay. That's rescue remedy. And you want the pet one, right?
Preferred.
Yeah, the pet one.
I've used both.
Okay. Because the alcohol, that's not really, I think the dogs can take it better than the cats, can't
right.
they?
Because it's really diluted by the time, especially if you put it in water. Oh, it's really diluted.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Let's see. I don't think we're going to have enough time. Kathy, who's been holding on, I greatly appreciate you holding on, but we're not going to have enough time. So why don't you give me a holler up at Katie's Canine or email me, and I'll be happy to talk with you about your question, okay? Because we're kind of running out of time here. And now, anything else you want to leave my listeners with? With Elaine, anything, the summation there.
The summation?
Of who you are and what you can do.
I help you bring out the best in your pet, okay. and I work with you to come up with solutions to make you and your pet as happy as you can be.
Okay.
And have the best life, whether it's a physical issue, an aging issue, an emotional issue, behavior issues.
Okay.
I go beyond what training the standard training does. I take it a step beyond that.
Okay. Yeah, because like I said, there is even some dogs that are having a hard time concentrating, you know, training, whatever type of thing, a healing touch or the T-touch, or you know what I mean? There's something that might be able to open them up, help them go, or if they're having neurotic behaviors. I know there's a lot of dogs out there that have neurotic behavior, and it's not a question of screaming and yelling at the dog. You know what I mean? That there might be something, just like with people, you know, right away they want to put up dogs that are acting out. You know, just like what they do with two-legged kids, they want to put them on drugs right away, figuring, okay, knock it off. You know, sometimes kids will be kids and they will be idiots. And sometimes puppies and not mature dogs will be idiots. But, you know, for aggression problems and things like this, there are ways to try to see that hopefully you can, what is a better word here, to unclog? Is that a good word?
That's a good, well, and I also say a lot of the reactivity or, quote, aggression of dogs is due to fear.
Uh-huh.
And I tell people I love chocolate, but if I was at the Grand Canyon where they have the glass box that goes out over the Grand Canyon, I don't care if you have the best Belgium chocolate sitting there, you're not going to get me to crawl across it.
Right.
So, same with the dog. You can't, treats don't always work.
No, I know. So you just got to do the best you can and look at different options, right?
Right.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I greatly appreciate it. And the members, there's a link to Elaine Garley, Animal Bridges, on my show page. Go to mytalk1071.com. Check out the owls that slide their heads side to side with the camera, and then the tiny dog, one of the big dogs around, and then the bats dancing, and then 12 ducklings adorably struggling to follow their mom. And you can give me a call up at Katie's Canine. I got a beginner one class starting this week, and just check my schedule. My link is on my show page, too. You guys have a great week. It's going to be a nice week. Now, don't overdo it with your dogs. We all are out of shape because we haven't had enough weather, good weather, to do anything. So thank you much. Thank you, John. Thank you, Elaine. Everybody have a great week. Thank you, Ethel. She slept through the whole show. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Happy trails.